Each Tuesday during the month of March, we're presenting a special series, Census 2020, Why It Matters. We've had an overview of the big count and why it's so important. We've looked at the challenges in getting an accurate count of the Latinx, Hispanic, and immigrant communities. Today, we'll look at another hard-to-count group, students. My guests today are Linda Zerbe, Vice President of Student Life at DeSales University, and Phil Armstrong, Lehigh County Executive. Welcome to WLVR News.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
DeSales University and Lehigh County recently partnered to reach out to college students about the 2020 census and to ensure an accurate count on college campuses across the Lehigh Valley. Tell me what's in it for the school and what's in it for the county.
I think we always think about our students and how they can get civically engaged and really understand the importance of being counted. And so we decided with Philip and Paulette Guilfoyle that we would have a day on February 5th, an awareness day, and we called it Rally in Center Valley. And we had hundreds of students that came out and really heard from, you know, dignitaries across the county of why it's so important to be counted.
That's great. And for the county?
Well, first of all, we really were very happy that DeSales invited us down to be part of that rally in Center Valley. What we were trying to emphasize to the students is how important their being counted means to Lehigh County. Mm-hmm. As I was explaining to the students, $2,093 is the amount that has been figured out that you get as a passed back income from every person counted in your county.
That's money that comes back the federal government to the county.
Per year. So we're talking over $20,000. So I told the students they count because of what that means for the county. Our budget of $514 million, mm-hmm. only $113 million is funded by local taxes.
Got it.
The rest is the money you send out to the federal government comes back to us for our infrastructure, for our schools, for our hospitals, for our social programs, and this money comes back according to the count of people.
Understood.
Very important that we count every person, and the students became a crucial part of that for us.
So that's an important thing to understand, that students should be counted at the institution where they're studying unless they are commuting from someplace else. Is that right?
If they're commuting from their homes, they would be counted at their homes. You can correct me if I'm wrong. If they live in a rented house off campus, they would be asked to be counted amongst those people living in that apartment. But if they live in a residence halls or if they live in something that we own, then we can help get them counted because there's three different ways to have them counted. You can come and do a paper count, you can go door to door, or you can actually give names and say, here, these are the list of people that live in these residence halls, if the institution agrees upon that.
I see. These are actions the university can take.
Correct.
What about student visa holders who are not permanent residents in the U.S.?
I believe the international students are counted the same as the students living on campus.
That is absolutely correct. The census, according to the Constitution, is a count of people, period. If your uncle is staying on your couch right now or your college student is living in your basement, they're counted where they're living on April 1st.
Got it. And basement people count just as much as living room people?
There are still $2,093 per year for us, yes.
The Lehigh Valley, I think, is home to 12 colleges and universities. Do you think they've been undercounted in the past, Phil?
Well, I know 10 years ago, Lehigh County as a whole missed 30% of the population. Now, that adds up to, as a professor from DeSales figured it out, about $630 in tax increases to make up for the revenue lost of the people we did not count. So my mission for the last 15 months has been a preacher of the census.
Let me ask you, at this student event, were there concerns that students brought up that you felt needed addressing?
There are people who are worried about security, personal information. The census only has 9 questions. They're not at all going to invade your privacy. They will definitely do everything that's humanly possible to make sure it's kept private, but it's basically 9 easy questions.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Perfect. Thank you for getting the word out there.
Yes, I really do appreciate this.
Linda Zerbe is the Vice President of Student Affairs at DeSales University. Phil Armstrong is the Lehigh County Executive. DeSales and the Lehigh County recently developed a partnership to raise awareness for the census on college campuses in the Lehigh Valley.